And now a story about history and who it belongs to, the shared history of what Rosa Parks did back in 1955 when she refused to give up her seat on a bus in Alabama, helped launch the Montgomery bus boycott. It's an event that forms one of the pillars of the civil rights movement. Parks was already a legend by the time she received an Essence Award back in 1993.
It's a long way from the suffering that we endured in Alabama. But for some reason, I had the faith and I prayed that we would one day not have to be insulted, mistreated, and sometimes physically hurt and often killed because we just wanted to be free people.
Parks speaking in 1993. She died in 2005 at the age of 92, but a dispute among her family members about the monetary value of her personal effects, some of which are historical treasures, has locked them away in a warehouse out of view. Attorney Stephen Cohen represents Elaine Steele, a longtime friend of Rosa Parks, and he also represents the Rosa and Raymond Parks Institute for Self-Development in Detroit. Welcome, Mr. Cohen.
Hi, John.
So your client, Elaine Steele, is the co-founder of that institute. What is the institute's interest in the effects of Rosa Parks?
Well, the institute was begun back in 1987 by Mrs. Parks and Mrs. Steele. And it was a way to get involved in civil rights activities on a local level.
And was Rosa Parks' preference upon her death that her personal effects go to the institute?
Yes, in a manner, John. When she died, she had a very detailed estate plan, and she designated all of her personal effects to Mrs. Steele, and she designated the rest of her estate to her institute. Interestingly, John, these artifacts that are locked away in a New York warehouse were not part of Mrs. Parks' estate when she died. She had already given those artifacts to the institute years before, and the institute used these artifacts in its programming. So the public had access to these artifacts back in the 1990s.
What kinds of things are we talking about here? What sorts of treasures or things that would qualify as historical treasures?
It's a treasure trove of civil rights artifacts. It includes a congressional gold medal that Mrs. Parks received, Presidential Medal of Freedom. There are numerous photographs with other civil rights leaders. There are letters to and from Mrs. Parks and other civil rights leaders. So it shows a firsthand connection with the civil rights era.
Now, the family members who have caused this to go into probate here basically are looking for tangible value here. They basically want what happened to the King archives that were bid upon by the city of Atlanta, and the family shared something on the order of $14 million. So what is the family looking for here?
Well, Mrs. Parks and her husband never had any children. She did have a number of nieces and nephews, so she didn't leave anything in her will to her nieces and nephews. Frankly, she didn't have much to leave. She had a very modest, small estate. The Institute and Mrs. Steele have had their differences with the nieces and nephews, but I don't want to overstate it. The nieces and nephews did institute a will and trust contest after Mrs. Parks died. That contest was settled. The real problem here is a probate judge by the name of Freddie G. Burton Jr., who has unfairly managed the estate and controlled the estate.
With an asking price of $8 to $10 million, any chance somebody's going to write that kind of a check for this?
Well, we don't know. Nobody really knows what the value of these artifacts is. That's a number that's been bandied about. That didn't come from us. That came from, I believe, Guernsey's auction house.
How unseemly is all of this, given that this is the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act being signed by LBJ?
It's horribly unseemly and completely unnecessary. You know, when a person takes the time to have an attorney draft up a detailed estate plan, it should be a no-brainer to put those wishes into effect.
Stephen Cohen, good luck.
Thank you so much, John.
Stephen Cohen is a lawyer for Elaine Steele, a longtime friend of Rosa Parks, who heads the Rosa and Raymond Parks Institute for Self-Development, a foundation Parks co-founded in 1987 in the city of Detroit.